First, it was fake Drake. Now, counterfeit Kanye and bogus bad bunnies are all over the internet. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Artificial intelligence-generated music has arrived. And while some examples are obvious forgeries, like Barack Obama performing Let It Go,
snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen.
Others, like the fake Drake song Heart on My Sleeve that went viral last month, are pretty dang convincing, says Dan Runcie. He's the founder of the media research firm Trapital.
These tools have gotten a lot better in a short amount of time. I still think we may be a ways away from a song capturing the hits of a Drake song like God's Plan or a Weeknd song like The Hills, but music has always been a canary in the coal mine for innovation and technology and where things are going, and this proved that that will also be the case as well with AI.
What do we know about how this song was made?
So this song, the Drake of the Weeknd AI song, was created by this TikTok user, Ghostwriter977. They were the ones that put it up, and based on a combination of the tools that are available both to get the lyrical cadence of a particular artist, but then also their voice as well, they were able to make this work. And there are definitely similarities you can tell with the type of song that you may have heard on one of Drake's more recent albums, especially.
I came in with my ex, like Selena, the flex, bumping Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I mean, what makes this really sound like Drake?
With the technology, you do have the ability to copy and replicate the voice cadence, and Drake has had enough imprints into what his voice sounds like, how he sounded, what his voice inflection sound like. So if you look at those all as data points, there are enough of those data points to be able to then create an output that can mirror that with a wide range of words. And especially if you're looking at the catalog of any song that Drake has done, you could probably find a pretty wide range of words that can give you an idea of, okay, how does he say this word? How does he use this inflection? What are some type of similar lines? What are some type of anecdotes?
Are there any tells to you that really make it clear that this was machine made?
There's still a bit of a gap with this and a song that Drake could put out that would stay on the top of the hit list, because even though it's derived from types of things that Drake has talked about, I believe there's a lyric in the song that says, heart on my sleeve, knife in my back. Sure, that's similar to how Drake may rap about things, but that may not tie back in the same way where Drake may be talking about, you know, his dad in Memphis or some of that relationship in a song like Worst Behavior, which I do think a lot of people view as his best song. There's still some differences, but that said, there are plenty of songs that Drake has released that don't necessarily have that emotional connection as well. And I think that's true for any artist. So it could take a very strong, discerning ear to be able to determine the difference, especially if you're not someone that's listening to Drake on the regular.
Now, after this song went viral, Universal Music Group had the song taken down from streaming platforms, saying that it infringed on copyrights. I mean, what did you make of that move?
It highlights how complex and difficult this landscape is, because the music industry does want to figure out how to get AI right. The thing is, a lot of the action that we've seen up to date, especially this, can feel similar to things that the music industry has done in the past and how they've treated past innovation, whether you're dating back 24 years ago to the rise of Napster, and so much of that was predicated on this is the copyright, this is their IP, and they want to be able to protect that. We're in a similar type of situation, because if you have a AI-derived track from one of the side artists who is benefiting from that, who monetizes from that. So there's a lot of unknown. The thing is, though, the technology is here to be able to have enough ways to determine what's what. And I do think this is where the music industry could actually use AI to its advantage.
To your mind, what are some of the downsides of the industry just sort of, you know, taking a hardline approach on this, just trying to tamp it down?
It can limit innovation, and it can also have the industry repeating some of the challenges that have happened in the past. It's only a threat if the industry isn't willing to adapt. And I often look at producers as an example of this, because I look at the late 90s and early 2000s, you had producers like Timbaland and the Neptunes, and they had this beachhead on the producer market because they could charge several hundred thousand dollars per beat. They had access to gatekeepers, and they all had great talent. And because of that, they were able to essentially command a high premium and just have a distinct sound. But when piracy came, it hurt their business as well. The people that are buying their services didn't have as much money. But then when technology came and lowered the barriers to entry, it did make it easier for someone to be able to make a quote unquote Timbaland type beat and put it up on YouTube or put it up on BeatStars and sell it for a few hundred dollars or a couple grand. And while that could initially be seen as a hit from Timbaland in terms of how he builds his business, he is able to find a way to then find technology to level him up as well, where he's now the co-founder of a beat marketplace where he now is owning a company that can then do that same thing that could easily have disrupted him.
So what does it mean to you to have machines potentially generating music? And do you think that it can ever truly compete with the human art form?
I think it's something that's more likely to augment and help improve the human art form than I think it will be necessarily to replace. And this is something that we've seen time and time happen with technology as well. Whether you date back 15 years ago when auto-tune was blowing up and people thought, oh, well, this could just give anyone walking around the ability to make a hit song. Well, it really didn't, because even when we saw the tiny desk of T-Pain singing without auto-tune, turns out he could really sing. And you still needed something behind that in order to make it work. And I think this is true of so many things. People thought that once you could democratize the access of making beats, that you didn't necessarily need the talent. Well, you still do, because even the artists or the producers that are rising now, they may not be using and going about it the same way that Dr. Dre may have in the 90s, but they're leveraging the tools that are available. So I don't know if I necessarily agree that 100% machine-generated music will rise to the top, but I do think that it can help amplify what's already there in unique ways that could work to the advantage of both the music industry and the artists themselves.
Dan Runcie, founder of Trapital. Not everyone in the music industry is feeling skittish about AI and IP. Days after Universal Music Group had the AI Drake and the Weeknd song taken down, the artist Grimes took to Twitter to invite and actually encourage people to use her voice to make new music. She said she's excited to be a guinea pig for this type of experimentation and that she would split royalties from any songs made with an AI version of her voice with any creator 50-50, same as she would with any other collaborator. In our conversation, Dan Runcie pointed out Grimes is an independent artist, meaning by and large, she owns the rights to her music. She's also, quite famously, the former partner of a certain Elon Musk, who co-founded and served on the board of OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT. Musk also seems to have plans for his own AI company, while also sometimes saying he believes the technology will destroy civilization. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. Jesus Alvarado and Daniel Shin also produce our show. Lydia Morell is our intern. Brian Allison is our engineer. Daisy Palacios is the interim senior producer. Kelly Silvera is our executive producer. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.